Hey, welcome back. I'm Natalie Jeffson, and welcome to my channel on Modern Day Health. This week's episode is going to be on vaccination. Vaccinations are a hot topic today in the light of the measles outbreak in the United States. And according to the CDC, the current measles outbreak is the largest since the virus was declared eliminated in 2000. There are over 839 confirmed cases of the measles just this year. Also, according to the CDC, one of the main reasons for the increase in measles cases is the spread of measles in communities with unvaccinated people. Which raises an interesting question. Why now, of all times, does the anti-vaxxer community seem more vocal than ever? The news is full of lawsuits and controversies over vaccination. For example, back in April, a group of anti-vax mothers sued New York City for fining people who couldn't provide proof of vaccination or a medical reason against it. Another boy in Kentucky sued his school when they made chickenpox vaccines mandatory for participation in extracurricular activities. Ironically, he got chickenpox, but that's not the point. As much as the debate over vaccines has been in the news lately, there have always been controversies about them. One of the most well-known and influential vaccines was the polio vaccine, created in 1955. Polio terrorized the country in the 20th century. When the vaccine came out, people were desperate to get it. Doctors were reported to have snuck their employees' children through the back door to vaccinate them before the polio vaccine was open to the public. So why, if people were so desperate and convinced of the effectiveness of the polio vaccine, to go to such measures back then, are there now people campaigning against vaccines today? It all circles back to information and efficacy. One of the biggest problems that the anti-vaxxers have with vaccines are their said ability to cause autism. This belief is based on a scientific paper published by Andrew Wakefield back in 1998. His study in the UK claimed to show that the MMR, or the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine, predisposed autism in children. It was widely publicized, even though it was only conducted with 12 people, and it was refuted almost immediately by other epidemiologists and later retracted by 10 of Wakefield's 12 colleagues. Wakefield was later implicated for fraud, but his blatant, unethical publication still influences the thinking of many anti-vaxxers today who don't have the full information. Anti-vaxxers do not only believe this, however. Juniper Russo, an anti-vaxxer turned pro-vaxxer, explained her viewpoint to BBC. "I thought that the government wasn't to be trusted, and I very much believed that the idea that there was a big organization called Big Pharma, and I thought that people would be willing to make my child sick to make a dollar. I was seeing a lot of it on the news, and now I realize that I was actually very irresponsible of the media. They would have a physician who worked with the World Health Organization on TV, and then debating with him, they would have a mom who said that her kid had autism from a vaccine. It was very easy for me to side with the person that I could relate to the most, instead of siding with the big, scary doctor who was, I assumed, paid off by the government." Juniper is really just one example out of many whose mistrust of the government was influenced by the anti-vax movement. Megan Sandlin is another young mother that was drawn into the anti-vax community. And not only did she become pro-vax after becoming more informed, she also said that she was shunned by her former friends when she left. So the driving force of the anti-vax movement is the view that the government and professional healthcare is some big entity, Big Pharma, that is not looking out for the best interests of the people, but rather seeking to make money. Which, not gonna lie, might have some truth to it, but overall, that's not the case. For example, my dad, he is a doctor, and I can tell you that he definitely has the best interests of his patients in mind. He could care less about the money-making aspect of his job. And he's a firm believer in vaccines. There is a ton of sound research that proves the effectiveness of vaccines against diseases. We could go into the science behind vaccines, but that's a whole other topic, and I'm actually going to save that for another episode, so stay tuned if you're interested. Anyway, the real problem with the decreased percentage of vaccinated children is not only their own safety, it's the concept of herd immunity. For those of you who don't know, herd immunity is when there are enough vaccinated people in a community so that if a disease is introduced, people are immune and the disease will not spread. This is especially important for people with compromised immune systems who can't be vaccinated. So please, please spread the word for vaccinations. And if you haven't gotten yours, get them today. Not only will you be helping yourself out, you will be protecting the rest of your community.